Last week, I was in the community talking to parents about discipline and the use of physical punishment.
I think that there are probably more constructive ways to get your message across to your child, and we like to hear what they're thinking because we want them to learn how to problem solve. So rather than us reacting to their behavior by spanking them, we want them to talk to us and tell us what's going on with them.
If we're teaching kids not to hit, then we cannot hit them. If we hit them, then that's teaching them that that's okay.
I do believe that at times a parent needs to get a child's attention, which might lead to a spanking or a tap on the butt for them to understand that you need their attention. So I definitely believe that that should happen, and I do understand that it falls under the confines, as some people might see it, as corporal punishment.
When I grew up, I actually was spanked when I got in trouble, and that was kind of more often than probably should have happened. And I remember really not liking it and not appreciating it. So when I had children, I made a conscious decision that I wouldn't be doing that. So when I had to discipline my kids, I always did it verbally or taking away privileges.
Growing up, I definitely had some parents that believed in it, and I don't think it did anything for me as far as discipline-wise. I think I got more out of them when I felt like I disappointed them or something emotional.
The kind of spanking we had is we knew where the belt was, and my parents would even say when we got in trouble, go find your switch. And I will say it worked for me, because I knew that if I thought about doing something, I said, oh, I don't want to go get my switch. You guys go ahead and do that.
In my house, it bordered on child abuse. My dad was a pretty violent guy, and it went beyond trying to correct our actions.
I wouldn't say everyone that spanks their child is abusing their child, but then it's maybe a hard spectrum to determine where it tips over into being child abuse. So I'd rather go about it another way.
I think where the parent is basically venting their frustration or anger, yeah, that's where it turns to abuse.
If the parent cannot control their own emotions and the reasonings why they're trying to get their child's attention, I think that that is child abuse. I think that when they're using their child as a whipping stick, for so to speak, that's child abuse. If you are trying to correct a child from not running out in the street by letting them know and might smack them on the butt and say that's not good, or don't touch that hot fire, smack their hand away, I don't think that's child abuse.
Thanks for your opinion. For Childhood Matters, I'm Lacey Daniel.